people go, are you crazy? But the reason I'm running is because I'm a problem solver. I think most of us in this room are problem solvers. And I think most of us are also like to be contributors to our community. And so my background being that I have 30 years of business experience, 20 years in a large corporation that was multinational, Intel Corporation, and the last 10 years working with small businesses. And it presents opportunities and it presents problems, and I love both, creating opportunities and solving problems. I've been attending commission meetings here for the last... Did I sleep? I've been attending commission meetings here in Story County for several, many years. And in that process, you know, I ask questions and I've identified some issues. I've offered to help on other things. And after a while, I figured out that in order to really make a significant contribution, it would be easier to do that from the inside. And that's when I decided to run. One of the things that I did when I made that decision was really think long and hard as to what the issues were that I thought I could help with. And so I developed, and it's on the website in the back of the room, four issues that I've identified: investing in our community, managing complexity, diversifying our revenues, and managing our finances. And under each of those, I have suggested plans on how to address those. And so I created that out of habit because this is a job interview as far as I'm concerned. Other things that I've done that have been community-oriented have been, I played a very small part in getting the county to admit they owed us money for the park fund. I identified an issue with the ballot question that we had in 2010 on the quarter-cent sales tax for the Rail Commission monies that we have yet to receive. Infrastructure fund. Recently, I went with the horse advocates to the governor's office to reinstate or reestablish the cooperative agreement. Most recently, with Bob Macario, I went and spoke with two of the five Washoe County commissioners to find out if what the Sunny Hills people were telling us was the truth was in fact the truth. And it was not so much. And so I'm already involved in the community. I've already been representing citizens. I'd like to continue to do so as your commissioner.
Good evening, everyone. I'm Jack McGuffey, a Republican candidate for commissioner. I think most of you know me. Those who don't know me, I come from the corporate world myself. I was director of operations for Probing Solutions in Dayton. Then I did a couple year stint as your justice of the peace in Story County. So that there alone, that experience alone gave me some real hands-on knowledge of how the county's budget works. And I was very successful at lowering the judicial budget by $118,000. That's the real number. When I walked in, I walked into a budget of $268,000 in the red, and I walked out with $260,000. There was other things that I didn't claim, but there was things like I didn't accepted a lower wage and I didn't ask for a raise. So it actually, Mr. Gallagher, our comptroller, said I actually saved about $178,000 for you. So I kind of bring that to the table, and I want to go further and look at the whole county as a whole. I think I would be a great benefit to the team that's there. The team that's there has done a pretty awesome job. I mean, some of you don't like them, some do, but you got to look at the numbers. Look at the numbers. Tesla's here now. They're going to invest almost $2 billion in 20 years. In 120 months, we're going to collect $36 million, $26 million, $7 million of that goes to the school. So there'll be other monies because there's already businesses moving in there. The first week, a week and a half ago, or 2 weeks ago, it was after the Tesla came in, it was, 10 companies in escrow or 10 properties in escrow. Last Wednesday, all the retail sold. So I want to be a part of that team, and I think we're going to go far with Tesla, and there's also going to be another surprise coming.
Okay, Jack, if you'd like to remain standing, first question. How do you perceive the economy and the other elected offices in the county?
That's always a touchy thing in small counties. You know, elected officials, they're elected by you to represent you. They can't have another government entity telling them what to do. And that's just, that should be the way it is. On another note, we're a small county, and everybody knows each other. They really need to work together to try to work the little issues out. I know that this is in relation to the sheriff and the county commissioners. They've been butting heads a little bit, but I think they're working it out, and they're doing the right thing. It's just, I think it's gotten blown out of proportion is all.
Nicole?
I believe that an elected official is elected by you. They're accountable to you. And as Jack said, and I agree, we're a very small county. And so all the monies that come into the county government goes into one bucket. So the cooperation has to happen between the staff members that are appointed and the elected offices to figure out how to divvy that money out the most effectively for the unit called Story County Government. Okay? That has to happen. Other things need to happen as well, where are there synergies? If we have three departments that all perform similar functions, is there a way to centralize that to save money and make it more efficient? So that type of cooperation has to happen. That makes sense. However, the elected officials do not report to the Story County county manager. The elected officials report to you. And so where there has to be cooperation and there has to be a looking at the entire organization for efficiencies, they're autonomous because they report to you.
Would you like to add anything, Jack?
Sure.
As your justice of the peace overseeing the judicial government branch of Story County, I had a couple of headbutts with the county commissioner as far as the budgeting goes, but it all worked out. We were out to do the same thing, and that's what I bring to the table. I've got some pretty good negotiation skills, so that's why our budget was much lower now.
Okay, thank you. Nicole, do you believe the Tesla project is beneficial to Story County, and particularly how it might affect the Highlands community?
I think that if the promise of Tesla, as reported by the governor's office and in the papers, comes to fruition exactly as reported, we're in for a windfall. The whole county. I think that would be wonderful. However, I don't know that it is going to perform to those numbers and those expectations or not. And so in business, when you're looking at this type of a situation of having a new customer that is saying, we're going to be able to order all these parts from you over the next 10 years, as a business, you don't run right out and build a factory, and I'm not talking Tesla, I'm talking as a business. You don't go out and make capacity to fulfill that promise of all that product. You do it over time slowly, and things happen. If you've been looking at the stock market lately, you're going to see that it's way down. In the last couple of weeks, the economy is changing, it's churning. So I believe Tesla is good for Northern Nevada. I think if it meets all those numbers, it will be good for Story County if we manage it appropriately and plan for it and do a worst case, best case, and likely case scenario with our budgeting. As far as the Highlands, I don't know. We'll probably maybe see a blip in sales of real estate, but in reality, how many of the Tesla employees are going to live here and drive, especially in the winter, you know, and drive that distance either way to go to work there? So I don't know. I think Tesla is a wonderful, wonderful possibility for us. But what the concrete numbers are and when we get them, I don't know. I would want to be able to help figure that out.
Tesla's going to benefit us indirectly. Mostly you'll see your real estate values go up. And so you'll see once the USA Parkway is punched through, and that's a go. They're trying to time that with Tesla's opening. You'll have a 45-minute drive to a job there. In fact, if anyone here is looking for a job or their kids looking for a job, Zulily is hiring 2,000 jobs as we speak. Okay? So that's, I think we're kind of a controlled environment here. We have so many lots, and so there's only going to be so many houses. I think you'll see that growth. It'll kind of fill in at a slow pace. But I think that's going to be our biggest impact here in the Highlands. Thank
you. You have anything more? Okay. Jack, do you believe the public comment period and the consent agenda are being used appropriately in county commission meetings?
I went to that. As a judge, I always had to close shop for the commissioner meetings, so I would go to those meetings. So I was there for a lot, saw a lot. Some was fun, some wasn't. But there seems to be more people that want to have a say, and that's good. There's more involvement. But it takes up a lot of time. They were running into evening hours. That's why they moved the hours to 10 o'clock. So, and they have a rule, 3 minutes. You've got to say what you want in 3 minutes. And they've been pretty generous about letting you run over 3 minutes. Not like these guys with the cowbell. But they have been pretty fair. Try to let everybody, if it's a slow day, they let people run over 3 minutes. If it's a busy day and they've got 12 people who want to talk, they've got to stick to the 3 minutes, got to give you your 3 minutes and move on. So I think they've done well. It's a tough call.
I think it's a difficult thing to do. If you've looked at those agendas, you'll see that sometimes they're light, but other times there's a lot of meaty stuff there. And having had to manage those types of agendas myself, I know how hard it is to keep it rolling. Now, to answer the question, there have been times when things have been put on the consent agenda, which things under consent agenda are things that are routine. Here are the bills for the month. Do you authorize us to pay the bills? Things like that. But there have been times when things have shown up on the consent agenda that should have gone on the regular agenda for a full public hearing and input, because you don't get to input on consent agendas. The purchase of the Bank of America building was treated almost as a routine thing, and that is something that somebody that was in attendance of that meeting highlighted and asked that get moved to the regular agenda. And there are other examples in the past. So I think that given that there's more interest in really understanding what happens at those meetings, that our commissioners need to be much more careful about making sure that things aren't accidentally left under the consent agenda and fly under the radar.
Jack, do you have another minute if you'd like it?
No.
Okay. Okay, Nicole. Now it's your opportunity to ask Jack a question.
Jack, this is our fourth forum. In the prior three forums, and you alluded to it in your statement just a moment ago, in the prior three forums, you've said that the commissioners want you in there. They want you to be elected. You've said that they want you because you will support the team that you will, and you've also said that you will support whatever the agenda is. You said that, I think, second to last. But basically, that they want you there, that you're going to be a member of the team, and that you will support them. I would like to know, as a citizen, because that sounds to me you're there for them. I'd like to know, as a citizen, what is it that you're offering the citizens of Story County? As I said, I've identified some issues. I've got plans for those issues. That's what I'm running on, is here's what I can do for you as citizens. And I have yet to hear in three forums anything that you are standing for. What do you stand for, and what will you offer the citizens of Story County?
I offer a pretty honest guy. I'm pretty fair. I'm pretty, non-biased. I'm one of my neighbors. I'm just like you. We're good friends. We trust each other, and I hope you trust me. There was one point I wanted to hit on, and now I'm drawing a blank on that.
The agenda. You said you brought the agenda.
I don't recall saying that exactly. But you know, we have a great team. Story County's got the biggest surplus they've ever had. We've got Tesla coming in. We're going to have tax dollars coming in. The platform I ran on was to give all precincts equal representation, because that hasn't been the case. You ask everybody out in the north end of Wadsworth, they say they only get a road plow out there when it's election season. You know, in the budget, this year's budget, they had zip for the Highlands. We're like their cash cow here. They don't have to do anything here except collect our taxes. So I want to get something for our taxes. And one thing I want to go after is the Cartwright, taking care of Cartwright. That's a major expense. The county paved it years ago, but now it's up to us to fix it. Okay, so I want to. That's going to be one of my goals. Lockwood, you're trying to make the senior center prettier, and that could be done with some real money. And we're going to be getting some real money here in 120 months. I think it'd be nice to re-site it and put a awning all the way around it, a picnic area. So, and we could use a clubhouse out here. So there's lots of places where we can move forward and do things for our communities. All right? So, and that's what my platform is all about. Take care of business.
Or you can respond. No? Okay. Jack, your opportunity to ask Nicole a question.
Okay.
Nicole, you've always, in the last few forums, you've always been after the commissioners for being transparent. However, I've kind of seen you not being transparent as well. I mean, you're California Democrat. You have a house in California. You've been here for 6 years. So why don't you get up and tell us all about you?
I don't have a house in California. All my real estate is here. I liquidated California. I ran from California. Nevada is the only place I have ever lived that I chose with free will. And by that I mean I was raised in Florida, not my choice. My father moved us to Japan, not my choice. They sent me to college in Oregon, not my choice. I did go to work for Intel in Oregon. With Intel, I moved with a promotion. So yeah, that was a choice, but it was with business. From Oregon to Arizona. In Arizona, I got promoted. The job was in California. I went there. Stayed there for the 15 years that I got promoted there. And I retired in 1998. And after a couple of years of living in California, I said, I'm out of there. I'm just out of there. So this is the place I've chosen to live. Ron, my significant other of 25 years, and man with the patience of a saint, he lives in California. His house has been there for 30 years. Everything I own is here. This is my biggest investment. What are the other things you asked?
Transparent.
No.
Well, that is transparent. I'm from Nevada. I am from Nevada. When I lived in California, I was from there, but I choose Nevada.
Democrat.
Yeah, I'm a Democrat. I registered in 1972 when I was in college. Oh, God, I voted for McGovern. But Ron is a registered Republican. We vote our conscience. I was told I could not win this election as a Democrat because we are the majority being Republicans in this county. I said, you know, either people are going to vote their conscience based on the person that's running and on the platform they run on, or I'm going to lose. Because, again, Ron and I don't vote party line. We vote for the candidate. I have been a Democrat. I don't know that I'll always be a Democrat, but I would not change, unlike Jack, my party affiliation to win an election. Thank you.
Well, let's make it clear that I didn't change to win election. I changed so I could live with my wife. When, you know, we dated in high school, I went in the military, she went to California, and 30 years later we run into each other, and 6 months later we're married. And I didn't realize that marrying a Republican was going to be an issue. I didn't even know she was Republican. So, but over the years, we have debated, and she says, you know, you're really a Republican. After I was appointed Justice of the Peace, we agreed that I would change parties to, you know, settle our little internal battle here. And we did it there so it didn't look like we changed to get elected. Okay? Thank you.
Well, we have another minute, if you'd like. Okay. Nicole, next question's for you. What do you believe is the greatest challenge facing Story County, and how would you address it?
I believe the biggest challenge facing all citizens in this country is lack of trust with their government. I think that's everything from the federal level to the state level and to the county level. Taking it here to the county, a couple of things. I don't believe that we as citizens are getting the information either in a timely fashion or all the information. Let's just talk about the agenda items in the packets. There are examples in the past of things that were very important were not attached to that agenda for us to be able to see all the data before a decision was made. So communication isn't very good as far as I'm concerned. When you're in those meetings and you ask questions, you either get the runaround or you get a non-answer, you're told to shut up and sit down. So that's one thing. The second thing is, real or imagined, there is a perception that it's the same people in those jobs year after year after year, generation from generation to generation. Someone will leave a position, they'll show up a couple of years later or 1 year later in a similar, in a different position in the county. It is musical chairs with the same set of players. That's a second reason for lack of trust. And I think the third reason is you hear the word team used a lot, whether it's Jack or others that are in there. And what I've come to discover in speaking with county employees, if that's a euphemism, team, being a member of the team is a euphemism for you get in line and you support this. It's my way or the highway. This is the plan. Support it. You cannot dissent. You cannot argue. You cannot deviate. That's what that word means. And so where I came from and where I think most of us come from when you talk about a team works together to solve a problem, and not everybody's going to agree all the time. And in this environment, it is my understanding that if you disagree or if you question or if you challenge, you are called negative, and then you're ostracized. So those are the things that cause a lack of trust both with our employees in the county and between citizens and our county government, in my opinion.
Jack, do you have an extra question?
Wow, there's a lot of lack of trust. I've worked with these people. Got to know them. Some of you are in here. They're good people. And they're doing the best they can for you. I don't see them any lack of trust. I don't see any nepotism, as Nicole is indicating. Yeah, there's some families that are working in the government, members of families in our government. This is a small community. These people grew up here. They're born here. They've been here a lot longer than Nicole. She's only been here 6 years, and she can tell you the history of all the nepotism going on, cronism. I'm sure that some takes place. I don't know. It's a small county. I grew up in a small county just like this one, and it's the same thing, same thing, just different faces. You always got the bunch of disgruntled people that got to make it all bad for everybody else. I'm trying to make it good, and I will make it good being your next commissioner.
It's been 9 years, not six, but who's counting, that I've been here. You're right. this is not unique, and I didn't say nepotism, but it's, I said the same people. That does happen in other counties. That doesn't make it right. This is my county. I want to improve and help grow my county. And if that is a barrier to growing it, if the trust is broken between the offices and the citizens is broken, then I want to fix it. And if an issue is that it seems, as I said, real or imagined, that you've got the same people going through those jobs, one of the, that's an issue I've identified as part of my plans, and it's under managing the complexity of the county, and that talks about bringing in different skill sets. It talks about when that county manager position becomes available, much like with the superintendent position, going outside to find that replacement. We need somebody who has been to where we're going. We cannot afford to fill that position yet again internally. My opinion.
Okay, Jack, you have 2 minutes to wrap up?
I'm glad this is over.
You don't know how brutal it is to be up here. But I wanted to thank you again for coming out, and I really, truly want to be your commissioner. I really want to do the right things for you, and I will. I did it before, and I plan on doing it again. And I wanted to, you know, kind of remind some of you who don't know me, you know, I've been involved with the community for almost 20 years. Here in the Highlands, I'm on the Homeowners Association, I'm the Architectural Committee, I'm a volunteer for the firemen every year for their spaghetti feed. I'm a volunteer for the annual road closure that we do here. I'm a volunteer, a self-volunteer to clean up the park for our annual picnics. And fortunately, I've also got the county involved and helped me. So you know, I'm a great negotiator. I'm a member, officer of the Comstock Fraternal Order of Eagles. I'm one of the founders of the Comstock Classic Car Club. I'm a member of the Comstock Cemetery Foundation. I'm a conductor. I'm a donor to the senior and community centers. That's been going on for years. I'm a supporter and participant of the National Night Out, supporter of the V&T Railway, and I, if elected, I plan on being on that board too. A supporter and donor to the boosters of both our elementary and high school. Also, was a participant in lasagna cook-off. But Irish three cheese asparagus lasagna didn't pass. It was the first to get it eaten first, but they didn't win the contest. And lastly, I still serve as an on-call Justice of the Peace Pro Tem for rural Nevada. Thank you.
Nicole?
Thank you all. Thank you very much. This is a long time to be sitting, I know, especially for the children. This is a job. It's an elected position, but it's a job. It's a management job. It's a governance job. Just like you, I'm interviewing for this job with you. There are things that you need to feel comfortable about your candidate before voting for them. You can have a friend that you love dearly, but if they don't have the skills to do the job, you've got to think about what it is that needs doing and who is the right person to do it. That's all I'm asking you to do. That's all we're both asking you to do. It is a partisan Democrat-Republican job. I don't know why. We're so small a county that if we voted along those lines all the time, I don't know that things would get done. What I'm asking is that for a bipartisan look at what the job requires and the people standing in front of you asking for that job. The other thing I'd like to ask you to do is, how are you going to hold us accountable? As I mentioned, I've put myself out there. It is documented what it is that I would like to try to accomplish. You have that in your hand to beat me over the head with. Nicole, you said this. Where are you on this? You will hold me accountable to that. My opponent, what are you going to hold him accountable to? Exactly. What has he committed? Where has he shown you how, what the plan is on how to get the two or three things that he said he wanted to accomplish? Do a contrast and compare, please. Go to my website, look at the issues and plans. Go to my opponent's website and see if there are issues and plans. This is too important a time in our county's history to leave it to partisan decisions or my friend this, and then my friend, I love him. You know, no. What's good for the county is what you need to please vote on. Thank you.
Okay, let's give the candidate.
Where's our assembly?